Thank you, religion, for helping me believe that I'm living a charmed life. Touch wood, no disasters so far. I've more friends than foes, 4 children and a wife who's always at the heart of things. Pay my dues and chant a prayer to keep them safe. In times of despair, an alarm bell rings, and I wonder if perhaps it's all a con. But then somewhere within, a small voice sings, mumbo jumbo, before I can tell, it's gone. Brainwashed, you're in my DNA, we've no idea. Against the odds, we soldier on. People cleverer than me think I'm naive, that God is dead, that when it ends, it ends. But thank you, religion, for helping me believe. And I suppose, in a sense, that's all about the idea when I was a child and going to church and a Catholic school, and it was all sort of comfortable in a way. And then you go out into the world and you're surrounded by people who say, why do you go to church? And, you know, there's no God. And I thought you were an intelligent person. What are you doing? And you get more and more sort of entrenched, or that feeling of isolation. And sometimes the poems try to bring that out. Can I just illustrate that with something else?
Yes, Edward, do. But, yes, do. So, I mean, what you're really saying is that's a religious poem for a secular age, in a way.
Yes, it is. I think it's very hard to write, be a George Herbert in our times, in a sense. And because in a way you'll be talking to... I'm now as a voice, talking to people who don't think anything of religion, you know, who think you're mad. Oh, there's more the Dawkins, isn't there, than anybody else.
But God made me welcome, but my soul drew back. Cut the mustard these days.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it was easier than those. And this is really a new poem, about that sort of warmth that we have when you're a child, which rather gets dissipated. Simple poem called Grandma and the Angels. Whenever it snowed, Grandma would say, the angels are having a pillow fight. Whenever thunder rumbled, she would say, the angels are rearranging the furniture. Whenever gales rattled the windows, Grandma would say, the angels are blowing on their hot soup. Whenever someone died, she would say, the angels have a new friend to play with. When Grandma passed away, so did the angels.
That was Roger McGough.